The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the south of France, to paradise, to Simon Constable writing for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications. Now I call upon him to report on the weather of southern France, said to be paradise. At the same time, the weather at this time of year can be changeable over Europe. I'll remind you, once upon a time, there was a very famous weather system over France that would have been June 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of 1944, when the Allies were poised for the invasion of Normandy, and yet the weather was not cooperating. Worst storm seen in 40 or 50 years, pounding the coast of Britain and France until a momentary clearing. Simon, a very good day to you. Is there momentary clearing in the south of France? Good day.
Good day to you, John. I am very happy to say, yes, there is momentary clearing here. We have delightful sun, light breeze to cool you off a bit. We're in the high 70s, early 80s. Really, really nice weather. And we've been waiting for this for quite a while because, as I've said over the past few weeks, the rain has been torrential, which is good that it's over because now everything is bright green and growing and the birds are out there loving it. And I'm very grateful that it arrived by now.
The detail is, was the crop saved? Because there was concern about if it continues to rain, we'll lose the crop.
Yes, it does seem to be saved. It seems to be doing very well. I had a walk around a number of fields, not through them because that would hurt them, but I looked through the barley fields and the wheat fields and the other fields. The cows look happy. They don't seem to be up to their, if they have elbows or whatever they have in mud. So that's good too. It's all happening. I think we're going to have a very positive year here in France. And obviously for all commodities, you have to look globally. But here in France, it looks good at the moment.
One more detail. You've told a story that worried me about the calves getting under the fence posts and wandering on the roads. Have they gone back to their mothers?
They are frequently doing that. It's really funny, actually. The fencing situation around this area of France is, so we say, limited or not very well done. And it somehow manages to keep the big cows in, the mother cows and the bulls in. And yet the calves just duck under a line and then go and eat where they want. And then they always go back. And it's always very clear who owns the cows. So people aren't that worried about it. It's very funny and they look very cute. So that will continue probably for eternity.
And as you're driving and there's a calf in front of you, do they move? Because I recall my adventure in Scotland once included driving to John O'Groats through the one-lane highways in the Highlands, and the black-faced sheep would just stand there. Do they move for you when the calves are in the way?
You have to be a little bit patient. So when you've got a calf, which is obviously quite a bit bigger than a sheep, you basically have to sort of get out of the car and wave it back to its mother, chase it back under the fence. You can't really expect them just to move like that. It's not like cats on the road. There tends to be a lot of feral cats on the roads, and they will move if you beep the horn. Calves, you just have to be patient and hope they go away, flap your arms and all that sort of stuff, maybe growl at them. And eventually they'll move, but you certainly don't want to hit one of them for multiple reasons. One's morality, the other things, it might wreck your car.
Simon Constable, halfway to becoming a farmer. You know, you when in Rome, you understand. Now, Simon, we're checking on commodities. Let us begin with the food complex and then move on to energy. Any dramatic change in food?
Yes, there has been quite a bit of change in the food complex and in the energy complex. So we've seen wheat drop from around $7.20 a bushel down to $6.59 cents a bushel. That's quite a move. It's from May 27th to now. And then we have a similar situation with corn oil. It's not as exaggerated. It's come down from 465 to 441, and that's dollars per bushel. And then we go on to look at some really big things, like Brent crude is now $78 a barrel. Now, it wasn't that long ago, April the 5th, 2024, where it was $91. So this has just come down. And really, over the last week, it's really plunged from 83 down. And I think that may be partly to do with the economy looking as good in some places around the world. And then we look at the diesel, and it's going to be under 170 considerably. And where I get it, it'll probably be closer to 160 a litre for diesel fuel, which is what most people around here who don't have the luxury of an electric car go for. So that's pretty interesting. It really is a pushing down of commodity prices, which is going to give some people some relief. Either manufacturers for their costs are going down, or for consumers for their costs going down too, which is all good.
What's surprising is that the war drums are louder than ever, anticipating the NATO meeting in July in Washington, and all the talk of giving long-range strike weapons to Ukraine. Threats by Zelensky, we're going to collapse unless you help us. Speculation about France sending military into Ukraine. Threats from Lavrov saying, if you do that, we'll attack them. We'll consider them a target. And yet the commodities are telling us another story. Not to worry.
And that is very interesting, John, because just before the invasion of Ukraine in late February 2022, I'd been writing about that for about six to eight weeks before that. I had been writing about the tanks lined up on the border, and the entire commodities complex completely ignored it. The price did not move materially until the tanks rolled in, even though they were quickly shot up by the Ukrainians. It's very interesting. I'm not sure why that happens like that. I guess investors want to see proof. Who knows?
You are in the heart of the national rally. The EU elections begin within hours. The EU is confused about its future because of the Ukraine war. At the same time, there's a theme. We've talked about it over these last weeks. Of the right of center parties, sometimes called the far right parties, Vox in Spain, the Brothers of Italy in Italy, Giorgio Meloni is the prime minister of that coalition, National Rally in France, and the Alternative for Deutschland in Germany. I mention this only because it's not at all clear to those of us in the United States what a right-wing turn would mean in the European Union. They're generally nationalist parties. However, recently, mistakes made by Alternative for Deutschland, their lead politician mentioned the SS in a coherent sentence and was exiled. National Rally pulled away from him. Is the sense that National Rally is the rising power in France, quite apart from the EU, where it's going to do well? Does National Rally have momentum, Simon?
I think National Rally does have momentum. As we know, here in Europe, there's a lot of illegal migration from some very, very poor countries in Africa and the Middle East coming into Europe and then traveling through it, and then some going over the channel, which is the divide, the sea divide between continental Europe and the UK. And folks are getting rather upset about this, and it's now come to a point where it's become a political issue that ranks quite highly. And I think there'll be more of a clampdown on illegal migration. France is actually seems to be quite open to migration, but they want it done legally. I think the UK is probably less open to migration because it's a much smaller place, about a third the size of France for the same population. So there's not a heck of a lot of room left. I do think the right of center parties, and I'll call them right of center because in many ways, their rightness of center is nowhere near as far right as some of the U.S. Representatives or senators. Not all, of course. So what counts for right and what counts for left in Europe tends to all skew a bit further left, which is an interesting thing. So there'll still be a fantastic a safety net from the state purse, which will be very good for the people who live here. And yes, there'll probably be a clampdown on illegal migration and the need for qualifications and people just not living off the state and instead going out and working and earning money for themselves.
29 days to the UK election when we come back. Simon Constable in the south of France. I'm John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.